A major announcement right now. So the whole month is White History Month from now on. Happy White History Month.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone that we'll always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting, it's something wrong with that camera up there. Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family. By rebuilding the man. We're also uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Happy White History Month. I hope you had an amazing weekend. An amazing weekend. A lot of stuff happened this past weekend. Isn't that right? A lot happened this weekend. Isn't that amazing? You never know. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question for this week. And it's a doozy, another doozy, for those who want to work on themselves, but for those who love their misery, they love their hell. It's not for you. It's only for those who want to have perfect peace right here on earth. Do you have hope? I don't know what that is. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? And that is an amazing question. And I've talked to several people about it, and the responses have been interesting. Mama mia, interesting. So I want you to go over on Twitter and share your answer to the biblical question on X. Share your answer to the biblical question on X, all right? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, it's Monday, and we take all calls. But we take the ladies' calls first on Mondays as they come in. That's because every Monday, and we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I forgot to mention that we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're busy but you want to listen to the show live, and you can podcast, but you can listen live by calling the listen line on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing. The number to listen lines is 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131 on your iPhone or iPad. But if you want to speak to me now, you can call 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. So by now, all of you should have heard by now that was a, there were an attempt assassination upon the Great White Hope this weekend. They tried to take him out. And it was interesting. So my experts are here, and I want them to reflect on it and hear from them what they think about what happened. Well, you know, their impression. And I want to play some sound bites from the assassination attempt. It was very, it was interesting. This is from BBC. On Saturday, July 13th, 2024, Trump was speaking at a campaign rally near Butler, PA, Pennsylvania, when he was shot in his right ear. Here's the first soundbite from ABC News. Video shows moment of Trump assassination attempt at the rally. Watch this.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Thank you.
Well, those that not watching, you listening, you go into the van, you did a fist bump. Like, I'm all right, let's keep fighting. Amazing. And so you should see Trump. You can see Trump getting into, being put into the van. Being put into the van. After they finally got him up and he let everybody know he was fine. Though he had been shot in the ear or glazed in the ear, whatever you want to call it, they showed that he was fine. And that's so interesting. And this is from WSJ. It's how the shooting unfolded. See there? So they're showing the guy. Oh.
I can't get this file. I don't have this clip. I'm sorry.
Oh, we don't have that clip.
We don't have that clip? Oh, okay. We don't have that clip. We'll play it later. And it shows how the shooting unfolded. It was very interesting. Also, this is from National Desk. It explained who Thomas Matthew Crooks, the Trump rally shooter. Here's some history about him, background on him.
An investigation is now underway into who the gunman was behind the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. We're in Bethel Park at the gunman's home to learn more.
I just know he was bullied. He was, I don't want to say he was an outcast, but he was, you know how kids nowadays, like, he didn't dress like everyone else, so everyone kind of put a target on him, sat alone in lunch.
These are the words describing 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, also known as the gunman who opened fire in an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump near the Butler County Farm Show grounds on the evening of July 13th.
Said, take a look at what happened.
Crooks was immediately killed after firing about 8 bullets, grazing the former president's ear, killing one adult male, and injuring 2 other adult males. We spoke with Bethel Park alum Summer Barkley, who recalls sitting in history class with Crooks.
He was quiet, but whenever he was asked a question, he was always very polite about it. He knew what he was talking about, and so it was never something that he was rude to teachers. Like I said, my history teacher loved him, and my history teacher was a great person. I never doubt his judgment. So, you know, that was what was shocking for me, was seeing someone who had been seen as such a good person in class have this outcome. It was just a shock to me.
Crooks was located on top of the AGR building, just a few hundred feet from where the rally took place. According to officials with the FBI, the building was supposedly outside of the secure designated area.
But yes, law enforcement was responding to check on several suspicious occurrences.
What were the other suspicious occurrences?
That will all be part of the investigation.
Officials also shared that there were multiple packages or bags on the farm show grounds that were considered suspicious following the gunfire. In Bethel Park, bomb squads arrived at the gunman's former home on Milford Drive.
If you see things like this happen on the news where people say, never think it would happen to you, you never think it would happen to your town. I'm literally living in that reality right now. Like, it's insane.
Officials say there is no word on a motive at this time. And classmate Summer Barkley says, although Crooks enjoyed history class, his action in school never seemed politically motivated. The victim of Crooks' fire was Corey Comparator of Sarver, Pennsylvania. And again, as you can see behind me, there are officials blocking all of the roads right here on Milford Drive and some surrounding areas. We will work to learn more information. Make sure you stay with us online and on air. For now, reporting in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Addison Elbert.
Amazing. And so are you saying we have that clip now? No. Oh, okay. So, This is what's happening in America. America. So my experts are here. I want to hear from them first, and then I put my little two cents in on it, and then your phone calls and super chats. I'll start with the Anchor Baby. And the Anchor Baby show is Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. Pacific time. And one of the experts here on the show, on Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And next to him is Joel Friday TV. He black with no hair. That's weird you cut your hair off like that.
Why is it weird?
It's funny. When people have hair, they cut it off. And when they have no hair, they put it on.
Well, I've had it since I was 7.
Well, you're supposed to have it since you were 7.
I know, but it's like...
That wasn't a strange occurrence.
No, I mean like curly hair, long hair since I was 7 years old. So, like, forgive me for wanting to switch it up.
And why you want it that short?
Because, I mean, for one, it's way easier to deal with. Even though it was pretty easy before, but... I could just wake up, brush, and then keep going. But also, I mean, I've had curly hair, like I said, always since I was little, since I remember. So I didn't even know that it would look halfway decent short. So I'm just switching it up.
You look at Miami ready.
You look at Miami ready. Miami podcast ready.
That what it is?
Something like that.
What'd your mama say?
They like it. Everybody likes it but you.
I don't dislike it. I just think it's kind of odd. I don't dislike it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just switched it up.
But so Joel Friday TV, and Joel Friday TV is Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And Joel is an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And next to him is Hake of the Hake Report. .com Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert here. Nick, you say about the shooting?
I don't know if to be shocked or not. You know, I feel this way because I'm honestly, here's what I'm not surprised about. I'm just shocked that it happened, I guess, okay? Because it's just whatever way you spin it, it actually went down, and they shot at the man. That's crazy. And, I mean, what can I even say? The moment that they photographed, it couldn't be more legendary. But I'm saying what I'm trying to say about the anger that's around in the world, I remember seeing it in 2016. I remember seeing that in my friends and people next to me. I remember thinking it was the weirdest thing. I didn't even quite believe in spiritual things, okay? But I remember people who I knew, some for many years, when this guy came out, 2016, they went nuts.
What happened in 2016?
He ran for president.
Who?
Donald Trump.
And they shot at him?
No.
Oh.
But that same anger, I saw it back then.
Oh, I see.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I got you. And
I saw friends of mine saying... they would, like, kill the guy. And I know that people say things in hyperbole, but they're like, yeah, if I'd be in a room with him, I'd shoot him. And they'd never talked about politics before. So that spirit's been there, is all I'm trying to say.
Amazing. And you say Joel Friday?
Yeah, this to kind of go off of what Nick is saying, this time will definitely be remembered in history of such a time where there's so much, like, anger and craziness and weird people in the world right now to where it got so bad that they want to assassinate him. I have never experienced this or even seen this. I guess this happened to Kennedy and all that stuff. I wasn't born and people beforehand.
Oh, you weren't born yet?
No, I don't think I was. When was
that? Were you born when it happened to Ronald Reagan?
When was that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It was the 80s.
Reagan was in the 80s.
Yeah. Where were you born?
I was in the 90s.
Yesterday? And your hair's falling out already.
In the 90s, and I don't know experience. So
you were born in the 90s?
In the 90s.
Whoa.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was
that
born.
Weird.
You started the organization before I was born, a year before I was born.
What? I started the organization in 1990.
90, yeah.
And you were born in 91?
Somewhere around there.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Isn't that, like, ridiculous?
It's pretty wild.
God made Bond, then he made yours.
Evidently. How can someone be born in the 90s?
Yeah.
94.
But anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've never seen this, and I've never experienced that people take politics this serious. I mean, I always knew it to be kind of like a place where you go to fight.
Right.
But I never knew that it was, like, this serious. So we're living in a time that hasn't been around since the 80s of how serious the world is taking politics as well. And I think it has to do with social media. Now everybody knows everything, and everybody wants to have opinion about everything. So
yeah,
I think that's a big thing. But as far as Trump goes, what's crazy is that when evil is acting in this way, or people are being influenced to do this to him, they think that they're taken out, but they're only making him stronger and his supporters stronger, but also making stuff like that picture, these pictures, way more, what would the word be? Like Nick said, legendary to people who support him. So it makes him look better. As a matter of fact, the whole time I'm thinking, like, I need this photo on my wall. Like, it just makes him look,
right.
It makes him look better, and it's making people want to vote for him more. He's not losing votes. It's just working in his favor. So.
Amazing. And you say, Hank?
I, too, don't remember the Reagan assassination attempt at all. I was a little kid.
Oh, but you were born.
I was born, but I did not hear about it until, like, years later in, like, history class, maybe. Even then, I don't even think I remembered it in history class. But it is wild because Nick sent the text to, like, a group text,
mm-hmm.
and I saw this tweet about, oh, Trump, they tried to take Trump out, and he shook his fist like a gangster. I'm like, is this real? And so I peek into it a little bit more and a little bit more, and I'm like, oh, it actually is real. Nick didn't just fall for some sucker tweet or something like that.
I ain't never done none of that.
And it was nice to see how Trump handled it, how he noticed that he was hurt. He went down, and then he got himself up and then signaled to the crowd that he's doing fine and keep fighting. Fight, fight. And he fights in the right way, by the way. It's crazy that dummy, like the young guy who did this, just threw his life away and killed somebody else.
Allegedly, you were 20 years old, I think.
Yeah. And all he did, really, other than kill somebody and then severely injure a couple of others, was spread more goodwill to Trump.
Yeah.
But he did also spread more evil, because people are going to overreact to it no matter where they fall on the political, spiritual stuff. They're gonna be all, oh, we got to come together, or, oh, we got to react against this evil, and then overreact to evil with more evil.
Amazing.
I remember, like, I thought of 9/11 and how, like, we're so much worse than after 9/11. Than before 9/11, I mean, the country is, like, so much worse.
Yeah. They accept all kinds of evil. It did not get better at all.
Yeah.
But everybody would cry during 9/11.
Right.
They would hold a hand. They would hug. And supposed to be uniting.
Yep.
And as soon as the dust settled, everybody back to their hating one another.
And there's definitely not even a pretense of unity right now.
No.
It's not even, like, the fake stuff from 9/11. Yeah. There's like, a little bit of... Oh, he shouldn't have done that. But Nick, the anchor baby, he streamed on Saturday after this thing went down. And he showed people, like, there's this woman on social media saying, how did he miss? He should have just been an inch over.
Yeah. And there's prominent leftists are saying that. I mean, you know, these stupid leftists on the internet. Like,
I think there is a lot of people who want it's the type of mindset that said, oh, if only they had taken out Hitler, then we could have avoided the Holocaust or whatever. And so they're in their dark imaginations, they think they're preventing evil by pushing evil.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joe, when you first heard it, what was your first impression?
The first thing I seen was on my phone was the picture of him bleeding.
You weren't watching TV already?
No, I just seen it on my phone. Oh, I just seen a picture, and I was like, "Why is he bleeding?" And then in the headline, it said, "Trump got shot in the head," and something, and I was like, "What the? What do you mean he got shot in the head?"
Shot in the head is a bit.
Yeah,
it was that sounds like the way worse than right.
Producer mindset.
And then it was like, so I thought that it was worse than what it was, but I was shocked that it happened. And then I looked into it more, and then it showed the video of him getting shot. But I don't know. I was kind of also filled with this, like, because when he did that thing, it was just like wow, this is a tough guy, and I've never seen. Like, yeah. But it was...
And he eat his own blood.
It made me like...
It's ketchup, Jesse.
And I know, it just made me respect him like 1,000 times more, even though I had a lot of respect for him already. But when he did that, it's like, man, he just got shot. But yeah, he's like, I don't know, it was just like a heroic thing to see.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then when you first heard about it, what was your first impression?
I started yelling, just doing drama, because I thought you were still at the office. I thought you were still at the office, and I was like,
"You were yelling?
No! No way!
Were you yelling for real?
Just a little bit, just to see if you'd hear me.
When did this happen?
Friday? Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, 3:15-ish.
I wouldn't have been at the office on Saturday.
I forget. But you sometimes do a little work. Oh, yeah. You even work on a Saturday.
Yeah, once
but anyways,
in a while.
Look.
Oh, yeah, I was here for a minute.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
But what was I saying? Look, when I first saw it, I forgot what I was going to say.
What would your first feeling about it? Yeah, when you saw it.
Initial, like, surprise.
Yeah.
But yet not surprised. And I was like, wow, this actually... went down because I saw with the fist up and all that. So it was an amazing moment. I forgot what I was going to say.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry.
Did you shed a tear?
No, but there was a temptation to want to, now that I'm really thinking about it, there was a temptation to like want to be mad about it. There was a temptation to like want to like, okay, we got to stand up and fight harder type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I realized that, I recognized that and realized that that's not, nothing should change in me, like how I've been approaching it in general. I shouldn't want to get more nothing. So I realized that, okay, I could relax. But, yeah, definitely it was like they're really, like, hating this guy, not even realizing that he's trying to do his best to save the country. So it's just so many layers to it.
Yeah,
I got mad at Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's fault. I saw people actually saying stuff like that. Like, man, this is all Joe Biden's fault. And I guess they're trying to make some point here where it's like, they've been saying he's the greatest threat to our democracy. These guys have been setting him up for an assassination. And I guess that's not a bad point. But I've been just watching us, myself, and the right wing and stuff. And I don't know if we have this moral superiority. I don't know if I'm being too tough or here or whatever to say that we're really this unangry side. You know what I mean? To say that we are saints in this battle of keeping anger down and all that.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder about that. Like, we could really have that moral superiority.
And hey, when you first heard you, I know you cried with your beta back.
No, I didn't cry. I never cried.
Oh,
I have books
but,
that are amazing.
Oh, highly recommend. All right, hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to finish this up and take your phone calls and super chats and stuff. Back in a moment.
An investigation is now underway into who the gunman was behind the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. We're in Bethel Park at the gunman's home to learn more.
I just know he was bullied. He was homeless.
Leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me just finish with Hake, then we're going to take you our calls on this. And, hey, you shed a tear when what were your first feeling or thought about it, if you remember?
At first it was doubt.
Oh, like that I said. It happened?
Yeah, I doubt. It's just that what I was seeing wasn't somebody trolling us.
Right.
But then I looked into it, and then I'm like, whoa, this is heavy. I wasn't surprised. Like somebody said in your church service yesterday, church with Jesse Lee Peterson, I would have been surprised had he actually been hurt. Because it just seems like he's going to be fine.
Amazing.
So I wasn't surprised that he survived, even though that's really close.
I know.
For a real bullet around or whatever it's called to go through his ear or whatever.
Yeah. Plus he had a big head. I'm surprised they missed the head.
Yeah. His hair too.
Yeah.
They could have easily just got him.
Yeah.
So I was glad that I was, you know, there's evil people and good people who get try to assassinate both right. evil and good people.
Right.
This is a good one. That it happened to him, because he's going to handle it right.
Yeah.
And he's not going to exploit it for evil. A lot of other people will exploit it for evil, but he won't.
Nice.
Yeah.
When I heard about turning the TV on, I just happened to turn the TV on once I got home, and they were showing it. At first, I didn't think it were real. You know, just because the last thing I was expecting to be happening, I knew that he was going to hold a rally over there in PA, Pennsylvania, but you're not thinking of it. But then when I realized what was going on, I wasn't surprised because, as all of you have said, there's so much hatred in this country now, and the Democratic Party and the media have been saying worst thing you could possibly say about a human being. As though it was true, and you have angry people, and angry people tend to overreact to things. So I wasn't surprised, but then when I realized what was going on, I thought to myself, it's amazing that Donald Trump, the great white hope, does not have to be running for president at all. He could be laid back, you know, relaxing for the rest of his life, because he made a lot of money, very successful, his kids are well. And he decided to run because he loved the country. In spite of everything he had to go through, he loved the country, so he decided to run for president. And then he ran the first time he won, and then the second time he didn't, and now he's running again. And only because he loved the country, and instead of appreciating a man like that, people want to take him out. The liberals and the Democrats want it because they love power, perceived power, temporary power, and wealth. And the rightos don't want them there because they love power and wealth too. So it was interesting to see all the stuff that this man had gone through and now being shot. They took him to court. They tried to put him in jail. All this stuff, and he still won't give up. To me, talk about what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him? This is it just doesn't get. It's just a perfect example for all human beings, I think. And I don't know how he got to this point in his life, but it is mind-blowing to see it. One man enduring. Most people can't endure a minute of anything. Most people be crying, this is too hard, it takes too long, I'm too painful, I'm too scared, I'm too worried, why don't they like me, blah, blah, blah. And to see one man, other than Jesus Christ, I've never heard a man endure like this. Really. It is mind-blowing. And it just, I'm sitting there watching it, I'm like, oh, okay. It was insane. And then I was thinking about the kid that was accused of shooting the president, Donald Trump. They said he was bullied in school. When did bullying in school go to trying to assassinate people? Everybody bullied in school. I was bullied, but nobody thought about going out and assassinating somebody in adulthood. I don't know how bullying and assassination go together. How do they put those two things together? That doesn't make sense to me. That makes sense to you?
No, and I mean, well, it always makes sense to my age
range.
Everybody
bully.
It made sense to my age range because I've always seen people grow up to be like weird, depressed. It's different, right. Different times. But that guy definitely looked like the type.
He looked like a little Weasley white boy with no friends.
And he also looked like he might be dangerous. And I think that's what's also kind of delusional is that the students and the other teachers and parents do a horrible job at recognizing what's going on with people.
But how are you supposed to recognize, okay, here's a little white guy. And when he grow up, he's going to be an assassinated person.
You kind of tell the you can kind of tell the weirdos.
Girl, let's lock him up now. There are a lot of weirdos when you're young.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos, even when they're a little bit older. And they
they don't go out.
He looked like
people.
A school shooter to me.
I know, but there's a lot of people who look like that and they never do anything.
Right.
I know. I don't know, but they just usually they display some signs.
But
I was gonna say to be that the girl said he was so nice. Like, there's more. Like, my point is that people are also so unconscious that they don't recognize certain things. Because they're so unconscious.
But we're not supposed to be recognizing no school bully assassinating killer.
Well, now we do.
Because you put that in your mind, everybody's going to look that way.
Well, we got to do something
because
they're walking
because
around freely.
Because that's been put in your mind now about what assassination person look
like.
Yeah,
they're going to start arresting innocent people.
Especially Trump supporters.
Well, it's better than having them out here.
No, it's not better.
But I mean, well,
no, take that back.
Okay,
man.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I'm saying that there needs to be. I'm not saying that now all of a sudden we gotta like start arresting people for no reason.
That's what they would do.
But I'm saying that we have to start waking up to be able to recognize the signs in certain things because we can avoid a lot of this stuff if we can recognize and be more aware.
But if that was the case, everybody be locked up. Cause anyone that has anger is two hoops and a holler from going on a roof shooting somebody.
Well, we're not the lock. I'm just saying, be more.
Too loose in a holler for being coming, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, we gotta be more aware because this
of
guy.
What?
Throw him in with the parents.
What?
Throw him in with the parents.
What that mean?
Throw the parents into jail.
Yeah. I was just referencing a past thing Joel was saying about the parents.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still on that.
The parents are cooperating.
What?
The parents are cooperating, and reportedly the suspect used his dad's gun. That his dad
right,
bought.
I heard.
But you mentioned the bullying. They've been treating bullying. It's been women who's been treating this bullying thing, and it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
They've been saying, oh, bullies are victims, and we need to do anti-bullying stuff.
But yeah.
They're bullies doing anti-bullying stuff, just getting rid of masculinity and boys.
Yeah.
And turning the little boys into girls and that's partly what this is this guy, the young man who said, oh, he was bullied. I saw him be bullied. He was kind of an outcast.
But everybody's an outcast.
They're encouraging that. They're encouraging that victimhood and anger. And
I said in a fellowship yesterday that anger is being pushed. Joel mentioned earlier, anger is being pushed. That's good.
Yeah.
The Christians say that anger is good. They said Jesus was angry. The secular people call anger good. And the parents are angry and dealing with their children and creating people like this. Anger is evil. And anyone that has anger can easily be on top of that roof shooting at somebody. Because anger, you're controlled by anger. It makes you do and say whatever it want you to do if you don't know what's going on. So we got to overcome this anger. That's the problem. Anger is evil. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. Anyone that has anger cannot be trusted. Anger is evil. And you got to stop pushing anger as good, but show people how to overcome anger. I bet you, without knowing, okay, I haven't heard yet, if you look into this boy's background, growing up as a kid, he hated mama, he yearned for his father, or he thought he hated his father. You just don't. You know, anger is not good, folks. And anger in my country, America, has been pushed as good. As long as evil has been called good, this is going to continue to happen and even worse. It can't, because you can't get better with anger. You can only get worse. You can't get better. There's no love in anger. What a mess.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you, because he looks like the kind of kid who would have, like, fake nice parents. You know, right. Like he would, because he's maladjusted.
I thought you were about to say malnourished.
Nourished. No, maladjusted. Like he doesn't know how to
deal with life. He appears to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based on what they said about him.
Yeah. Yes, Nick?
No, nothing. I mean, you know what? One thing here is like, we can't be making any conclusions besides that.
Right.
We can't be. That's the most sane and reasonable conclusion besides policy. Because this is the reaction, right? The temptation is to make policy adjustments. Like, we got to look at all this different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calma.
Amazing. Let's do it in Niger out of Texas. Niger, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, JLP. How's it going?
All is well.
All is well. I just wanted to say I watch your show a lot. You do a lot of great things. You say a lot of great things. You're far from beta. But I just wanted to talk about the Trump situation.
Okay.
And I wanted to get your thoughts of what happened. Do you actually think Trump got shot in the ear?
I don't understand the question.
Do you actually think Donald Trump got shot in the ear by that scrawny white boy?
What are you talking about?
What does that have to do?
Do you think it was real?
What?
He's asking if you think it was real that Trump got shot.
Oh, you believe the earth is flat?
No, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you, do you believe that he got shot in the ear?
We saw it.
Let me ask you, do you think it's ketchup or...
I don't know. Well, let me get one of my extra, because Nigel, you may be asking a logical question.
No, it's not.
But it seems so illogical to me, I can't respond to it. What do y'all say?
It's illogical to the world.
I don't understand how it's illogical. I haven't... Go ahead.
No, wasn't it?
No, go ahead. Maybe he's not illogical. What are you trying to get at, sir?
I think, yes. I think it happened.
Yeah, I think it happened.
Well,
I think it happened.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand your question at all, but it appears to have happened.
Okay, it appears to have happened. So yeah. If this is my opinion, I'm dumb and slow just like you. So when somebody gets shot, blood splatters, doesn't it?
But let's do this before you.
I heard this one. Hold on, Nigel, let's do this
before you make the point. Are you saying that you don't believe it happened?
I believe that one man got shot in the head and that lady got grazed in the hand, but
Trump did not get shot
in the ear.
Do you believe that Trump got shot in the ear, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and why?
Because Well, I can't say too much because, JLP, you know that I know what's really going on.
But how do I know what you know?
But I tell you this much.
Nigel, why don't you believe that he was shot in the ear, pierced in the ear, however?
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
So, right now, everyone is saying, yeah, Trump, he's a hero. He's this and
Nigel,
this and that.
Nigel, tell us why you believe that it did not happen.
Because there was no blood anywhere around his ear but his ear. There would have been blood on his hair. There would have been blood, you know, a lot more places than just his ear and the side of his face.
I've heard the splatter theory.
What?
I've heard the blood splatter theory that there should be blood splatter.
It kind of sounds like you guys don't want me to keep speaking. I don't know. I don't understand why. But
no,
I just
you have this weird
across.
Thing. You're all in your head.
My bad. Did I talk over you? I'm sorry. Let me calm down. I thought I heard you talk about the blood splatter theory. People are saying that there should be splatter behind his ear because of the trajectory of the bullet. Blah blah blah. Right.
Right.
I heard this one, but have you ever gotten like a cut on a finger or something really fast and it's first you don't get blood, it's just white, and then the blood starts like trickling in? You ever gotten one of those injuries?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, isn't the ear kind of like that?
Yeah, no. I have cuts all over my head.
So maybe you're not a blood expert. No, I'm just
not
sure.
No, I'm not a blood expert at all. I never said I was.
But now, what is causing you... What is causing you to sit back and come up with this theory? What's happening in your mind that's causing you to right away come up with this idea? How did you come up with this idea real fast?
Because it's all a circus and it's all a clown show. Biden and Trump are put there by people that you and me know very well who they are.
Who are they? I don't know who they are.
And it's just
what?
All the
I don't know who they are.
Niger,
Niger, Niger, Niger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know who they are at all. So don't say you and me. I have no idea. And
okay,
I don't.
Well, I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, Niger. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, I would recommend that people, because there's a lot of people like him that don't be so sure that you think you know what you don't know, and leave it as an open. But you're in your head 100%. His name is Niger?
Yeah.
And you're Nigel. In your head about it.
Nigel.
Thinking
N-I-G-A-E-L.
Yeah, that you're almost convinced as if it's fake blood. And, like, it just
but how
weird.
How does somebody automatically come over there? You're sitting at home or not at – you're not over there in PA. You're at the rally.
Right.
How do you automatically come up with something like that?
And then he said that do you believe that Trump got shot – by that scrawny white guy, as if that part matters.
The gun is the equalizer. But Jesse, it's true. It's the mind. Satan told me the same thing in my mind. I remember when people, I remember in church when someone
said
about Trump, not the splatter thing, but I heard someone else say that, and I heard a whole bunch of people say that.
Young lady said it yesterday in fellowship. Yeah,
there's an idea going around with that. Yesterday at church, someone said, this could look good for Trump. So, that's one reason why they would stage it, because it would look good for him. But my mind told me something like that too. I'm like, that's crazy. Why would I even go there? And if they're trying to stage it and I was Trump, I'd be pretty mad right now. I'd be like, you were supposed to shoot me here. That's way too close. So something still went wrong. No, I really don't believe that, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The mind tells you that. It's true that Satan exists. Go ahead. Sorry.
I would rather just have, if you ain't sure. Or just have a way to see.
Yeah.
How you going to totally believe that it didn't happen, then go out and start saying it, and you went nowhere around?
Yeah.
Some of that, I think, is the excitement of wanting to be the first one to say, oh, it didn't happen.
Oh,
you know?
A thrill.
Yeah. You want to be on record as having been the smart one who saw past it all.
So do they think that when Trump went down, that was fake, too?
I guess I was all staged and acted, and he knows how to.
People think that. I remember when I first started producing, people would say, oh, these calls are scripted. You know how much work that would be?
Like, yeah.
Holy.
The devil is busy.
They're saying that when Trump went down like that, that's when the Secret Service jumped in and squeezed the ketchup packet over his ear. That's what they're saying.
Gross.
Or whatever.
If he had ketchup, he would be.
I noticed though with those type of people is like they take the stance of appearing to be as if like they don't know, and you know they're not picking a side on what happened or not, but they're really lean more towards that it was all stage and fake. Mm-hmm. Like the person in the church and him, the person in the church also just was like, well, I'm not sure if it yeah. happened or not, but it might be fake.
I was thinking about
like, it's fake.
You're right. That's what they really believe.
I was thinking about the young lady yesterday when she said that, and I realized that we have been lied so much over the last however many years in the media and government and everything that now people just don't believe anything.
Yeah.
Because we've just been lied to so much, it's hard to believe anything now. So I kind of understand that part.
Yeah.
You know, and we have been lied. We've just been lied to about everything. And our government will leave the border wide open, and we're looking at the people coming in.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere. And they'll say it ain't happening.
Yeah, the borders are That's more true. Secure now than right. when Trump was there.
And they were holding press conference, and ain't smiling or smiling. Said, oh, the borders are yeah. fine. They're secure. Or crime is not that bad.
Right, right.
You can smash the grab all over the place. And they'll tell you, that darn Gavin Newsom. What?
He almost said
it. He did say it.
That darn Gavin Newsom. I'm always looking at this guy in the media holding a press conference with a big smile. And what he be yeah. saying is nothing but lies.
Indeed.
I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
So I understand
yeah.
why people want to not believe it. But how do you be so sure that you just saw this yesterday, the other day, and you just convinced it wasn't blood?
Yeah.
It was high in ketchup.
But that's the thing is that you got to like, there's a point to where you can understand because we've been lied to.
Yeah.
To where you're kind of like, okay, well, I don't know then. But it gets a little twisted and weird when people try to go too far left
yeah.
and say that, oh, okay, well, now it's ketchup. Like, so that's why.
They should have had a little mustard to throw on there.
That would have ruined the illusion.
Amazing. Let me go to Christina, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Christina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Did you want me to comment on Donald Trump, or can I get to my question?
No, you can get to your question. Yeah.
Okay. So my question is if I should forgive my dad a second time, or if maybe the first time I...
Christina, because of time, yeah. Hold on for me. When I come back from this break, I'm coming right to you, okay?
Okay.
And then stay close to your phone. I got to take a quick break. Two more hours to go. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Hate news is coming up, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. July 15th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in, but not right now. I mean, you can try. Maybe somebody will drop off and you'll get in. But call in as JLP is wrapping up with the caller. Christina coming back to you in the second hour. But first, take news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports the assassination attempt on our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, fits into a larger history of political violence, also known as terrorism, in America. Long list of presidents have been shot or shot at. But Trump's wounding underscores the ever-present threat that hangs over the office, especially those who claim it. The Trump rally shooting. Our greatest president has reflected on surviving that assassination attempt at his rally in PA, Butler, Pennsylvania area, on Saturday, a bit north of Pittsburgh, saying in a new interview, quote, "I'm supposed to be dead. By luck or by God, many people are saying it's by God, I'm still here." One rally attendee was killed, that 50-year-old man you heard in that report earlier this hour, and two others seriously injured in the shooting, innocent people, which has completely upended a tense presidential race. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, in a rare address from the Oval Office, he supposedly condemned the attempted assassination. He did. But he urged the nation to lower the temperature in politics. Maybe he should talk to himself. Maybe he should look in the mirror and say it. Trump said he appreciated the call he received from Biden, calling it fine and very nice. The Republican National Convention, it kicks off today. The RNC is happening today in Milwaukee. That's in Wisconsin, right? I think. Where the GOP will nominate formally Trump and the Republican candidate for the as the Republican candidate for the 2024 presidential election. Trump is expected to announce his running mate, his VP pick, vice presidential pick this week, saying he rewrote his convention speech to address the tragic event. Quote, "This is a chance to bring the whole country, even the whole world, together," Trump said in an interview. Right on, our greatest president. I heard, and I don't know, but I heard that the VP picks is between J.D. Vance or Lil Marco Rubio. We'll see what happens. We'll see, maybe. Power outages still in Texas. We're wishing you well over in Tejas. Nearly 300,000 homes and businesses in Texas still waiting for power to be restored a full week after that Category 1 Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, made landfall last Monday. A week ago Monday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he threatened to issue an executive order, force electricity provider CenterPoint Energy to improve the reliability of their equipment to withstand powerful storms. If CenterPoint does not comply with his request or provide a comprehensive plan by July 31st, Greg Abbott said he would impose his own set of requirements that are, quote, geared to keep power on through hurricane season, unquote. This comes as meteorologists say the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season could be abnormally active, with as many as 25 named storms forming from now to November. Wow. And a little update on Gaza. At least 90 Palestinians have been reported killed in an Israeli strike on a displacement camp in southern Gaza, which Israel said targeted Hamas's military chief, who was an alleged mastermind of the October 7th attacks on Israel. The strike left scenes of devastation in Al-Mawasi, designated a safe zone for Palestinians fleeing the fighting elsewhere, so said Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. He said he had given his blessing for the head of Shin Bet, Israel's security agency, to carry out the operation after being assured that there was no hostages in the area. Remains unclear if Hamas's commander died in the strike. Israel vowed to maintain their campaign in Gaza, aimed at destroying Hamas and rescuing hostages still held. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you have it? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you're busy. We're heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so if you're busy out and about and you are not able to watch the show live, you can podcast, of course. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I appreciate it. It's Monday. We take all calls, but lady call come first on Mondays because Mondays are always female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Christina. We're going to try to get in all your calls, at least as many as possible, and your super jazz and thing. It's a lot going on now, so we have to deal with it. Christina, first-time caller out of Georgia. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey.
My question was about forgiving my dad.
Yes.
I forgave both of my parents in 2020, but I had a conversation with my dad this morning that kind of made the hell come out of me. And I don't have those conversations often with him, but there have been a couple in the last few years that really I seem to let it affect me. And so it makes me wonder if there's maybe something I haven't forgiven him for that I need to, or maybe the answer is just me praying, which I don't do every morning and every night.
And so the question for me is what?
Do you think that I should go to him and forgive him again or maybe is it possible that I never did the first time? Or is the answer to my question just praying every day?
Why do you think that you have forgiven him?
Because soon after I found you and everything, kind of the light was shown to me, I called him over to my house and we had a conversation, and I told him that I had realized that I had been angry at him and had been judging him for the things that, for the mistakes that he had made in my life, and I named them.
So you forgave him?
Yeah.
And how about your mother? Did you forgive your mother?
I did. I did it in the same way.
Oh, okay. And so why you're not doing the silent prayer?
I think it's because maybe I don't believe that it could actually work.
You don't believe it could actually work?
Yeah. I can't really think of any other reason why I wouldn't do it, because it's almost like I have the knowledge in my head, but I may not really believe it in my heart.
And so if that's not going to work, do you have something else in mind that will work?
No.
And so why would you listen to the devil telling you not to be still?
There's probably parts of my hell that I like and don't want to part with.
So you're not ready to overcome your misery?
Maybe it could be that.
Is it that?
Maybe I need to pray to find out.
So are you ready to overcome your misery or not?
Yeah, I am.
Then why not?
Yes, I am.
If you don't learn to be still and allow God, the spirit of love, the truth to take it away from you, how will you overcome it?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I won't be able to.
That was a question. And so knowing that, why don't you just do the silent prayer so you can let go and let it be taken away?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Well, I make lots of excuses. Lots of excuses not to pray in the morning specifically.
And how old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh, okay. And who is making the excuses?
I think it's me.
And who are you? Just describe the person that's making the excuses not to be still and let go. Tell me who that person is. Who is that person? The you.
Maybe it's I don't really know, but
you said you are making that decision not to be still.
Right.
Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah. I'm Christina.
That's your name.
I'm a mom and a wife.
That's what you do.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get behind the fact that there is no me.
I'm sorry?
I said it's kind of difficult for me to wrap my head around the idea that there is no me.
So then tell me who is Christina? If you believe that there is a you, who are you? Describe you.
I can't.
But why do you believe there is a you then if you can't describe you? You describe what you do. But why, if you believe there's a you, why can't you describe that person?
Yeah. I guess she doesn't exist.
So why is it hard to accept that then?
I guess because I've just lived most of my life thinking that I am a person of my own. So that's like maybe a new concept but it makes sense if you ask those questions. Because I can't think of any other answer besides what my name is and what I do. So.
And so, and that is true. So if there's no you, who is making the decision that you should not be still and let the truth take over your life and make you free? Who is making those decisions?
It's got to be Satan.
So why are you taking credit for something that the devil is doing? The spirit of evil.
Yeah. I shouldn't.
But why are you doing it, though?
Because I still maybe judge the I that doesn't exist.
It's interesting to me that you are listening to evil, and evil is making you miserable. You're calling it you, and then evil tell you not to be still and let this real source of truth take over and make you free, and you call that I. It's mind-blowing, but I understand it's mind-blowing, though, that you're worshiping the devil and calling the devil you.
Yeah.
And the devil got you. The devil. Go ahead.
My husband has tried, you know, gently telling me this whole thing too. And sometimes I listen, and sometimes Satan is just like, I know I'm angry, and I don't want to hear it. I feel stupid, like calling it Satan.
You feel stupid calling it evil, evil, but you don't feel stupid calling evil you?
Yeah.
And that makes sense?
No.
And so the devil got you thinking now, oh, you did not forgive your father. You still feel evil. You feel angry at him and stuff like that. You're still worshiping the devil. He's convinced you not to do the silent prayer so God can destroy evil, darkness inside of you. He convinced you that you're still mad, and so it must be on you. He's convincing you to stay in your hell, and you call it heaven for you. Why don't you do what you want? But I would recommend you start doing the silent prayer and stop calling evil Christina. Stop calling you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your ups and downs. You're none of those things, period. But you're calling them you. You would never be free because you're identified with evil and calling it you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to start today.
Why don't you?
I will.
And why don't you obey your husband all the way?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I judge.
No, that was a question. Why don't you obey your husband?
I still identify with all of the thoughts about him and judging his weakness.
And judging what?
His weakness.
And who are you to judge his weakness?
I am nobody to judge.
Because look how weak you are. You're worshiping the devil.
Yeah, I am.
How old are your children?
My first son is 2, and I have a 5-month-old.
Poor children.
Yeah.
They got to reap the wrath of your anger, which is not your own. It's pure evil. You need to understand, do what you want. But you don't understand the depths of evil. Human beings with anger are evil human beings, and there is no limit to their destruction, not only of themselves, but of others. And that evil, those spirits, which are evil, will cause you to destroy your husband's children.
Yeah.
And then you'll blame him for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so I got to pray.
That's what you got. If you want to be free, there's nothing you can do but realize you're wrong for being angry. Go and forgive. And then let go. Just completely let go. Watch those thoughts. And let the light of the Father that allows you to see the thoughts which are evil, and he will take them away from you. But because it's a spiritual battle, the imagination is evil, especially the part that gives you delusion about yourself. It makes you think all kinds of things about yourself and other people.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's evil and it's sneaky.
I'm sorry?
I said it's evil and it's sneaky if you're not aware.
Absolutely. And you're not aware because you're not practiced being aware. You're not letting go so that awareness can take over. You don't trust God at all. You trust evil. Mm-hmm. And so you're suffering as a result of that. And the children are suffering. And your husband, hopefully, is he working on himself?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he'll just let you stay in your hell.
Yeah.
And he just work on himself, because if you don't want to come out of your hell, your misery, there's nothing he can do about it.
Right.
No one can bring you out of your misery but the truth. And that truth come from God, from love.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yeah.
So I would recommend you start doing the silent prayer and you practice being present rather than being in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. But that's where the devil wants you, because he's into time. God is into now. And I would recommend you start get serious, not tripping out serious, but serious about your own life, because if your husband is working on himself, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah, I can already see it.
And then
I can already see it happening.
Yeah, and the devil's going to get mad at your husband for working on himself, and he going to pay less and less attention to you, and the devil's going to try to make you destroy him.
Right.
Take his children. Go to court. Don't let him see them. Make him pay. The devil's going to work on you because you're not aware.
Yeah. I don't think that I'm above doing any of that.
Yep.
For sure.
Anyone that has anger, there's no limitation to their destruction. An angry person is a desperate person. Mm-hmm. And there's no, I don't care if it's husband, wife, family members, your own children when they become adults, your so-called friends, your coworker, there's no end to an angry person's destruction, because they're of evil. There's no love in them, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, Jesse.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
So I recommend you don't need to go back to your father and forgive him again, no matter what his situation is on him. He can't help himself either. And so that when you do talk to him, you don't get angry that he's not agreeing with you and you're not agreeing with him. Let him be wrong. You want to be wrong? Let him be wrong. But don't resent him. But you got to start doing the silent prayer so you can be present instead of lost in the imagination of evil.
Mhm. Yep. Yeah, well, I figured that probably was the answer. But I'm glad that I called anyways.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
No, you're
I love speaking with you. Me and my husband have been listening to you for a while now, so it's just great that I get to talk to you this morning.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your call. Get busy working on you. Take your eyes off your husband and everybody else and just work on you, and the Father will cause you to overcome evil. He will give you a clear mind.
Totally.
All right?
All right, Jesse, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
I wish you well.
Thank you. You too.
All right. 888-777-5773-888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Dalton, a first-time caller out of Washington. Dalton, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Great to talk to you. I love your show. I watch it all the time.
Thank you.
So I wanted to say a couple things about the Trump rally. I was watching.
Speak up
this,
a little bit, Doctor. Doctor, speak up a little
bit. Can you
hear me? Yeah, I can now. But keep, stay right to the phone and speak up. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So I think I heard a little bit of a news segment on your show earlier. It might be the same one that I'm looking at right now, but there's a couple details about the shooter that totally makes sense with what I've the things I've heard you say, which can make people totally evil. So there's a couple things about this kid. When he became an adult, he did not go off to college. He stayed at home. So he stayed living with his parents. And it says he was a really like intelligent kid. So he was probably really into his intellect. And also it says that, so his dad was a libertarian and his mom was a Democrat. So his dad, you know, libertarians are generally for gun ownership. So he bought him the gun, probably. I think
I heard that he was a Republican, but he donated to the Democrats the last election, I believe they said. I may be wrong about that, but go ahead.
No, yeah, it said that. Yeah, that's what it says here. But what I think what happened is he stayed after, you know, high school. He stayed living with his parents. His dad bought him a gun because that's fine, right? No problem right there. But his mom probably was saying so much about Trump. I don't know this, you know. I'm just guessing. But she was a Democrat.
Well, let's not do any guessing. There's enough of that happening already. There are people who believe that the blood on Trump's ear wasn't real. That he really wasn't shot. And so let's not come up with a guess. It's best to leave it open that, you know what, I don't know what happened. I don't know all the major details, you know, because the devil will cause you to, it's like the Christians, they don't know God, but they have read about him, and then they make up things about him, things that they read, instead of leaving a empty mind until they can see what the truth is.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because right now everything is just assumption.
Yeah, it is 100%.
Amazing.
Yeah, it just, I think I was just kind of, my mind was going off of what I've heard you say about, you know, don't live with your parents after you turn 20, you know, turn 18.
Yeah. Well, young men are supposed to grow up. The parents are supposed to train you in the right way to go, meaning be a good example for you, teach you to work while growing up so you can take care of yourself. And once you turn 18, you should go out on your own and deal with the issues of life. Pay your bills, deal with the issues of life so you can grow up fully. And most parents are not, especially mothers, they're not allowing their sons to do that. Now they're setting them up for destruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I was fortunate enough to actually be, my parents made me move out when I was like 18 or 19, and I didn't really care one way or the other, but now I'm really grateful for that.
Yes. I am too, man. One thing, of all the stuff I've had to deal with in life, the one thing I am forever thankful for is that they taught me at very early age in life that when I turn 18, I'm out of here. They're like, when you turn 18, you're out of here, right? Down in Alabama. I'm like, well, where am I going to go? I don't know.
Right, you had some good training on the in the cotton field, right?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know it. I don't care, but you're out of here. But I didn't know how well they taught me to take care of myself. And so when I did leave home at 18, I never had second thoughts about taking care of myself. So I was always able to get a job, get my own apartment, save some money, and just kind of do my own thing. And then learn the issues of life. Made a lot of mistakes, but learned the issues of life. And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
It is. Bought my own home, my first house when I was 25, because they said you should have your home by the time you're 25. And so that was in my mind, too, so I did that. That's not in the mind of a lot of young men today. They've been told, oh, it's too expensive. Stay home with mama. Save some money. Do this. And mama keeps it right there under her dress tail. And then she made them her husband.
Right. Yeah. And I have a friend. So I'm 31, and I have a friend because I worked with him. And he's 22, I think, or 23. And he started watching your show, too. So he's living with his parents still.
Amazing.
And
can you imagine being 21 living with your parents?
I mentioned to him, I was really happy. I'm happy that I moved out when I was 19 or 18. So, you might want to think about that. But then I hear you say also don't try to make people do something.
No,
because,
you can warn him like you did, but if he doesn't want to do it, then that's on him.
He said he wanted to, but then he changed his mind.
Well, he doesn't want you then.
Right.
So let him suffer. Don't try to force him. Don't keep reminding him. Leave him in his hell, just as God does. Anyone that doesn't want to come out of their hell, out of their misery, God leave you right in your hell. He'll just let you suffer. He'll let you screw up the kids. He'll let you screw up your life, because he's made a way for you to overcome. Either you accept that way or you don't. It's up to you. Thank you, Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Suffer and die.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you for your call, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. 888-7753-773. Thank you, Dalton. Let me go to first-time caller Ben. Ben, the two of us, out of Michigan. Ben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
All's well. Well, that's good to hear. I just want to give a prayer to the nation and to thank Donald Trump here live on your show.
And how do you pray for the nation?
I just pray to the Father God and Jesus.
But what would you say? I mean, when you pray for the, and I'll let you do it in a minute, but I just want to know, how does one pray for a nation?
Well, you pray for the nation by just asking God for the guidance for the entire nation of the United States, because we've been backtracking and everything seems to be going backwards and we're heading towards the inevitable.
But people have been doing that forever and things are only getting worse. Why doesn't praying for a nation works?
Well, anything works if you take it to God, the Father.
But a prayer for a nation does not work.
It might not work, but it's always good to pray for everybody, isn't it?
It's not that it might not work. It's not going to work. It has never worked, and it would never will work.
That still wouldn't be a bad thing to pray.
Why? If it doesn't work, why do you want to keep doing the same old thing over? Can you hold on for me, Ben?
Yeah.
Hold on. quick break. Back in a moment. Back in a moment. A counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple of quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. Ain't got that good hair for nothing. Happy White History Month, by the way. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. Believe me, he's going to be on fire about what happened with the Great White Hope. You don't mess with the Great White Hope. And then after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. So amazing lineup today and a lot to talk about, so you don't want to miss it, all right? Energy given to him by God. Also, check out our go to punchy.tv and watch the network on our own platform, Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE.TV. And watch our, watch the network on our own platform now. See you there? What now? Amazing. I want to go back to Ben, a first time caller, and Ben want to pray for the country. Am I right, Ben? Pray for the nation and Trump.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to pray for when it doesn't work?
Well, I feel like as Christians and Messianic believers like myself, that we need to pray for our leaders and pray for God's protection from the division, violence, discord, and confusion of this nation.
Right. But why do you want to pray when it doesn't work?
Prayer does work.
You're not answering my question. Why do you want to pray for the nation when it doesn't work?
I mean, being Christians and Messianic believers like myself, we're called to pray and intercede.
Who told you to do that?
I was raised doing that.
So you were raised doing that, but who told you? So your parents told you to do that?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever questioned, you've been doing, so I assume now that you've been doing this all your life, right?
Yes, sir.
And have you noticed that it has never worked, things have only gotten worse?
Yeah, it has gotten worse, and I believe that has to do with the prophetic timeline of the Bible.
And so if a prophetic timeline thing going to work happen anyway, why would you pray for something that you know your prayers are not going to work? Things going to only get worse. What's the purpose of praying for it It's not like a waste of prayer if you know it's not going to get worked because of the pathetic thing of the Bible that you said.
Well, that's just because that's what Jesus the Messiah would have called us to do. And he would
no,
have
you said
himself.
Your parents told you to do that.
Yeah, yeah, but I follow in the footsteps of the Messiah, and so do my father and mother.
But that's not, did Jesus pray for the nation?
I could almost guarantee Jesus would have prayed for all of Judea and Samaria.
Did Jesus pray for the nation?
I don't see it anywhere in the text, but I'm sure.
So if you don't see it, why would you assume that he did?
Because Jesus, well, he sacrificed himself for all of us. So, I mean, I'm sure that at some point he would have prayed for all peoples.
But there's no, we talk about the nation, and there's no proof that he prayed for the nation?
Not in the text.
So why would you assume that he did?
Because that's who Jesus was.
How can you assume anything about Jesus? Is it best to know?
It is best to know, and we do know.
So, no, you don't know.
Well, we know that Jesus died for all men, Jew and Gentile.
That's
both.
Not what we ask. We're talking about praying for the nation.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it would be more along prayer for the nation, but prayer for our leaders in this nation and pray for the people that live within the nation of the United States, that they come to Jesus in these times, and that there'd be a great revelation and a great revival here in the United States.
And why would you do that kind of prayer?
Because we're supposed to bring everybody to Christ with us.
No, you can't bring anyone to Christ. Who told you that you're supposed to bring people to Christ?
Well, isn't that what we're called to do as Christians?
No, who told you that you're supposed to bring anyone to Christ?
We're supposed to minister to people.
Who told you that?
The Bible.
Minister how?
By sharing God's word with them.
But have you done that all your life?
Yes, I have. I'm a reverend.
And have you noticed that never worked?
It seems to work for me.
No, it's not working.
I've had it work quite a bit. I've done quite a bit of jail ministry and worked quite a few men.
Then why are they still miserable?
I wouldn't say they're very miserable. I'm saying that some of those guys are stuck in the situation.
But why are they still? Why they have no peace? You did all that praying and carrying on, and yet they have no peace.
Well, that's free will.
No, what do you mean by that?
Well, that's free will, isn't it? If they don't choose to fully accept the peace that comes from believing and walking in faith with Yeshua the Messiah, then they're not going to have that peace in their life, that shalom.
Then why do you bother to pray for them when they don't want it? You said they have a free will, meaning that they don't want it, right?
That is true.
So why would you bother praying for them?
Because we should want all people to come to the revelation.
Why?
Jesus was the Messiah.
Why?
And we should want everybody to
why
go to heaven.
Why?
Because that's what Jesus the Messiah wanted.
So if Jesus wanted that, why isn't he bothered that most people will not go to heaven? He doesn't seem to be bothered by it. And God doesn't seem to be bothered by it. Why you want it more than they want it?
I wouldn't say that I want it more than Jesus and the Father want it.
But
that's
they don't.
What Jesus and
don't
the
they
want?
But don't. Doesn't God leave you right in your hell if you don't want out?
He does leave you to your hell if you don't want out. And that's the choice that you make.
Right. So why are you bothered trying to get him to heaven? If God is not bothered,
I want to store my treasures in heaven.
Why?
Because that's what the Bible says, to store your treasures in heaven.
And what are your treasures?
My treasures are doing and walking the way Jesus would have walked and bringing people to the Father, to their knees.
But that's not what Jesus told you to do.
then what did Jesus tell me to do?
He said you do that. And he never called those that doing that treasures either. Why do you call that treasure?
Anytime that you are doing any sort of ministerial work or so on and so forth, you're building up treasures in heaven.
Where do you get that from?
From the Bible.
No, that's not in the Bible.
I thought it was.
No, you thought that lit. So you got to go back to the Bible. You up here want to pray, and things are only getting worse while you pray. They're not, and so they're not getting, and only they're not getting better at all. And the only thing you're getting is a good thrill for praying for the nation.
No, I mean I truly believe that prayer works.
Well, why don't you see it working?
I do see it working in my own life.
How? You want everybody to go to heaven. How is that prayer?
Well, yeah, we should want everybody to go to heaven.
Why? God doesn't care. Why should you?
Matthew 6:19-21 says, do not store for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
And so that means what to you?
That everything that I should do should be towards the glory of God.
But how is one everybody go to heaven is to want the glory of God?
Because that's what God would want.
No, he wouldn't. If he wanted, he would make it happen.
He did, though, by offering.
No, he said most people are not going to want it. Most people are not going to make it heaven. Most people love their hell. They're going to stay.
That's true.
He said only a few, a handful, going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But you up there trying to get everybody into heaven.
Yes, if they accept the Messiah.
Uh-uh.
And accept walking with him.
Uh-uh. But anyway, go ahead and pray.
Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, the Messiah, and
why are you calling him all those different names? You don't sound like no Christian.
I'm a Messianic Jew.
You're a Messianic Jew?
I'm a Messianic Jewish person.
What's a Messianic Jew?
It's a Jew that believes Christ is the Messiah.
Oh.
Jesus was the Messiah.
So are you praying for the message Jews, or are you praying for the Christian?
I'm praying for all of God's children.
Oh, okay. Are you black?
No, I'm an Israeli Jewish person. My family's Israeli.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. We pray that you hold up our leaders and that they do the right things in this nation, and then we draw this nation forward. We pray for the good man Jesse here and his life, that you bless him abundantly and keep blessing him. We've been watching for a long time, and we know that your blessing's over him. We pray for thanks that the assassination attempt on Trump didn't work, that your hand was in that. And we pray for all people in the United States and around the world, that they come to know you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Do you have anger?
No, I don't have anger.
You have no anger?
No.
You never get angry?
Very seldomly.
Do you ever get angry?
Seldomly.
Do you ever get angry?
Yeah, seldomly.
Do you ever get angry?
Yeah, seldomly.
Do you ever get angry?
Not angry, but occasionally.
Do you ever get angry?
Yeah.
And so how are you able to get angry, period, if you have no anger?
How of what?
How are you able to get angry at all, period, if you have no anger?
It wouldn't be like a deep anger. It would be more of an irritation that I get.
Irritation is anger. Anger is anger, and anger is evil. How will you enter into the kingdom of heaven if you have the spirit of anger in you?
Well, I pray for that.
Like, you pray for what?
For all of our sins.
And will you pray for?
I try to turn from those sins, like anger. And
why haven't you gone and forgiven so God can forgive you?
I do.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yes.
You told her?
Oh, absolutely.
You told your mother you forgive her?
Yeah, absolutely. For the things that have happened, yes.
And you told your father?
Yes.
Amazing.
And my siblings.
Well, forgive, man, so you can be free. And thank you for the prayer, all right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Greenwall gave a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Donald Trump is fighting for all of us. He's doing it for me. He's doing it for you.
That's right. Absolutely right. I was thinking that after the shot happened, this man doesn't have to be running for president at all. He made all the money that one man can make or want to make or whatever. He can relax now. He can relax and just enjoy his children and grandchildren. And yet he decided to put the make America first. He's been just done in awful ways, and he has not given up. And we should be grateful. Absolutely. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. The devil will shoot a ton of thoughts into my head like a machine gun until I miss catching one of them. Then the feelings will engulf my body with pain, but I must endure.
You're making a good point. That's why you have to stay present, stay conscious. Instead of being in the past or the future, thinking about what's going to happen, what has happened, stay present. And that way, if you start catching the devil, and he will flee. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Someone said Trump raising his fist in the face of death is the same as Moses saying, I am that I am, to the Jewish people.
What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. Amazing. Thank you.
Moses relayed God's message, I am, sent me. Something like that, I guess.
Who are you talking about? You said God sent him?
Yeah.
Nice.
Eugene, three coffees. Love your show. Been watching you for 5 months. I forgave my parents. I do silent prayer every morning, day and night. Now going through pure hell. Can barely move. Panic around people. Got so much fear, and I know it's not me.
Right on. Watch. Stay in it. Don't run from it, right? Stay in it and watch. That's all you need to do. Watch it. Stay in it. Shake in your boot. Cry your tears. Watch, stay with it. Don't try to get away from it. It will be taken away. You got to go through the fire. You got to go through the hell in order to reach the kingdom of God. And we're going to get to all of your calls here, and the guys are going to pick up out there in a minute. All right? Thank you.
Kohlberger, all right, five coffees. I have to admit, I was a little dismayed with Trump being shot at. Found myself judging evil in every fluffed up situation. However, I am fine now. And thanks for the fellowship. Can we say divine intervention for the greatest white hope, Donald Trump?
Yes, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, five coffees. Jesse, church was amazing. You said God is just a word, and that was deep. Because Christians worship the idea of a God and nothing else.
Yep.
When it is truly about forgiving and a change of heart. Thank you. And prayers for great white hope.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Isaiah donated on Cash App, a little tip to bond JLP on Cash App. No message.
Thank you, Isaiah. Appreciate it. I'll look at it.
Terry bought a coffee. Bible thumping in response to the biblical question.
Do you have hope? Do you have hope?
Psalm 39, verse 7. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. So I guess she does have hope if she agrees with Psalm 39, 7.
So are they saying that it's a lady?
Uh-huh.
And she said that she does have hope, or she just have a scripture?
Sounds like it.
Sound like what?
Like she does.
Oh, I'm not sure, but it sounds like a scripture. But I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Nice verse. Dawn, Donnie Girl's Idea says, with a rumble rant, they had to take him out before he picked his VP. They are in checkmate and so desperate that murder is on the table. Trump is God's choice, and woe to those who wish to do him harm.
Woe unto the person who has anger. What? How come people think they had to take him out before he picked a VP? What difference would that make?
I don't know.
I've heard that before.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I heard people say that over the weekend.
No, I think it was just the guy had the opportunity because he was in PA. And so the devil told him, there's a chance.
I bet that guy wouldn't even think about no
VP.
VP. He was 20 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But thank you, Don.
Yeah, thank you, Don.
Sion bought three coffees. Jesse, love. They had to pick a weirdo kid who was picked on his entire life and hated to do the job. And the CIA with those women looked pathetic and slow. God was looking out for him. He's such a strong, manly man. Did Donald Trump grow up in the hood or something? He's an OG, laughing faces. Because it's not so wimpy, bougie, weak man, laughing faces.
Well, in the good old days when boys were born, men were that way. They were like Donald Trump. They were not girly men. They didn't gossip. They were not afraid. They point the people back to the right way rather than joining forces against them. They helped the women to return to the father. They were not the way they are today. So that's why Trump is that way. All the men, no, I'm sure you can find some weakness, but most men of all races were strong like that. Amazing. Thank you.
Dawn, another rumble rant, says, I was bullied and my dad told me to tell him, go to hell. I said, I can't do that. And then he said, tell him to drop dead. And I said, that's worse. Vengeance was God's and awful things happened to him.
Amazing. God bless your daddy. He was smart. Thank you.
Age of Inversion with a rumble rant. Sorry, I can't help but be skeptical. Biden set up. Trump's case is falling apart. Assassination attempt. Now another case dismissed. Seems too perfect and scripted. Stars aligning for, quote unquote, hated Trump. Weird.
Amazing. Thank you.
I don't know, man. Stay out of your head.
Yeah.
Age of Inversion. Thank you, Zo.
Yeah, thank you, Age of Inversion.
Prep Ham Paul says about the suspect, he was a registered Republican, quote unquote.
I thought I heard that.
Many leftists are told to register for the Republican primary to vote Trump out and get the RNC to pick someone else.
Who Amazing. Knows? Hold that for there.
Okay.
Thank you all. Thank you. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls, all right? I'm going to go straight to the calls. I have a call on the hold from Ohio who said that they were at the rally when Trump got shot. I want to talk to that person. Somebody at the rally. I'll be back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news coming up. The hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Thank you for your support. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. I will review that attempted assassination, the aftermath, security concern against our greatest president. And rest in peace to Beverly Hills 90210 actress Shannon Doherty. She died at the tender age of 53. I think she had cancer or something. And also that soft fitness guy, Richard Simmons with the curly hair, he died too, the so-called fitness guru, even though he didn't ever look that fit. But he was like the healthiest man. And then also some sexpert, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, probably not a Christian. She also died. Three people died in addition to the people who died at the Trump rally, or one person, two people. Postage stamps costs are going up for the second time in this year. That's wild. That is out of control. Small businesses are struggling. And according to Commie Nonsense Network, gun violence propaganda, there's no such thing. There's been 300 mass shootings, so-called, and most were fairly recently, over the weekend, I guess, a nightclub in Birmingham, Alabama. Was it a black who perpetrated this mass shooting on other blacks? That would be my guess, but I don't know. We'll have to look into it, maybe catch the Hake Report after the J.C. Lee Peterson show. Going to be an interesting time. No training wheels for Hake. After that, Joel Friday TV, and then, of course, American Anchor Baby. The network is live today. But according to the far-left female run outlet, the Skim, officials are supposedly trying to answer, what may have led a 20-year-old Pennsylvania man to try to kill our greatest president at a campaign rally in Butler, PA, over the weekend. The gun male, not a man, who was killed by the Secret Service, hit and bloodied Trump's ear, if you believe it, which I do, killed a 50-year-old retired fire chief. He was a fireman, that guy who died at the Trump rally, and critically injured two other male attendees. Apparently, there was no female who was severely hurt anyway. One guy who was a congressman said his nephew's neck was grazed. Don't know if that's true or not. But authorities said the gun male, not a gun man, used an AR-15-style rifle. His father had purchased it, found explosive devices or materials or something like that, bomb-making materials in the shooter's car. The FBI investigating the attack as an attempted assassination and an act of domestic terrorism. So they're investigating it as. Said that they haven't found any evidence the gun male struggled with his mental health, and they believe that he acted alone, not any more than anybody else, they say. As authorities search for a motive, Trump and the President Biden, so-called, are calling for unity. Trump is truly calling for unity. Biden is phony about it, of course, as always. When the country is divided over the 2024 election, they're divided over everything. In a statement on Truth Social, our greatest president told Americans to remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Nice, huh? Speaking from the Oval Office last night, the Black on the Inside White House, Biden condemned political violence. He only condemned it from the right, though. He's like, oh, January 6th and stuff like that. It comes as Republicans like Senator J.D. Vance, Republican of Ohio, and Representative Mike Collins, Republican from Georgia, blame Biden and the Democrats' anti-Trump rhetoric for leading to the attempted assassination, allegedly, according to their minds. That's as others are pointing fingers at the evil media, also the enemy of the people. There's questions over the security failures, Secret Service. How did they miss that obvious clear shot? Obvious in hindsight, anyway. Who knows? What a mess. But rest in peace. This is very important to Shannon Doherty, beloved actress. She's that dark dark-haired brunette gal. 53 years old, cancer for 9 years. Whoa, per her longtime publicist. She was Heather Duke in Heathers in 1989. Brenda Walsh from 1990 to 1994 in Beverly Hills 90210. You know that I never saw it, but it was a soap opera type thing for the young people. And its subsequent spinoff, 90210, and Prue Halliwelli in Charmed from 1998 to something. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. It's white.
what he's doing wrong. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to this third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just don't have time to watch the show live, you podcast, but you want to listen. I wish I could listen while I'm working out, traveling, whatever I'm doing. You can. Call the listen line on TalkStream Live on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the last hour of the show today. And every Monday, it's Monday, and we take all calls. But every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I bet
all
you do.
My life I hate to fight.
Let women take over.
Yeah, some right. of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Female Monday, 888-775-3773. Before I go to the callers, in the first hour, we played you the video that shows, oh, the biblical question. I forgot to mention a brand new biblical question. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? And we mentioned it last week, biblical question. If you didn't watch the fellowship yesterday or you were not there, you can podcast. It was amazing fellowship. You can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? And you can listen to, we discussed last week, biblical question of why are you dismayed by others? Why are you dismayed by others? I want to quickly play, we played the video, showed the moment of the assassination attempt at the rally with the great white hope, Donald Trump, over there in Pennsylvania. Well, and then we played about the boy that allegedly did the shooting, according to the report. But I want to show you how the shooting unfolded, and then I'll go to your call.
Gunfire erupted at a campaign rally for former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday. Trump said a bullet struck him in the ear. Here's how the attack unfolded. President Trump was speaking from a stage located here, with Secret Service snipers in position on the roof of a building behind the stage. The suspected gunman was on the roof of another building less than 450 feet away from where Trump was speaking, with a clear line of sight.
And look what happened to our country.
Moments before the shooting, we can hear nearby spectators saying they see someone with a gun.
He's got a gun!
At the same time, while Trump speaks, the Secret Service snipers can be seen facing the gunman's direction. We see the agent on the roof pick his head up just before shots ring out at 6:15. Secret Service agents rush to pull Trump to the ground. As they rush him from the stage, blood can be seen on the bleachers behind where Trump was speaking. A spectator was killed and two more were critically injured at the event. The suspected gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was shot and killed.
That's amazing, huh? Absolutely amazing. Just imagine how bad things could have gone had not the FBI, whoever they were, shot the boy before they did. It seemed like the Secret Service, yeah, shot him before they had waited a few minutes later and given this guy more time to shoot. Just imagine what would have happened. It could have been worse, even for the president. Thank God it wasn't. What a mess! 888-775-3773. Let me go to David, a first-time caller out of Ohio. And David, you were at the rally?
Yeah. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, David. Thanks for calling. Tell us about it.
It was pretty crazy. You know, I think a lot of people who were closer to the stage still didn't even realize what was going on when it was happening, because I was a little farther back, and I heard the first three gunshots from the shooter, and then I seen the snipers who were on top of the building, like the Secret Service snipers, and you heard them go, pop, 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 you know, shooting off, and you seen the cloud of gun smoke from them. And that's why when I was like, oh, geez, you know, that's gunfire. We got to get out of here.
And so you were kind of in the back with the crowd, right?
Yeah, I was over by, I don't know if you've seen like the map of it, but I was over by like the, that little permanent building. It's like a concession stand kind of thing.
Okay. And, did you hear those people yelling, shooter, there's a guy in the building?
No, I think that was like looking at the stage, I think those people were like on the left side and I was on the right. They were like over on the side of the shooter.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear the commotion from the crowd trying to alert about the shooter, right?
No, not at all. I wasn't on that side.
Nice. And so, David, when the shots first went off, when you first heard the shot, what did you think was happening? David?
Hold on. Give me a second. I got this. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah. When you first heard the shots, what did you think were going on?
I'm from the country. I know guns and stuff like that. I know what a gunshot sounds like. When I heard the first three, at first I was like, you know, what the heck, did one of the monitors or something explode?
Yeah. Oh. And so.
And then once I seen all the gun smoke from the other, from the Secret Service, that's when I knew. I'm like, no, that's gunfire.
And the people panic and they start running and screaming and carrying on?
Honestly, I'd say everyone handled it amazing.
Oh, good.
Nobody was pushing each other over. You know, there was upwards of 15,000 people there. People weren't pushing each other over or running each other over, freaking out. Everyone just started, you know, we pushed the barriers down and everyone started getting out of there. They were helping each other, real peaceful.
Oh, nice. What do you say?
And that's one thing I've...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say one thing I've heard from people is a conspiracy of like, oh, well, if it wasn't planned, why was everyone so calm? And it's like, well, just because everyone wasn't acting like animals doesn't mean it was planned.
Right. What do you say to people who say, oh, that was the blood on the president's ear? That was a...
Oh, they're just... They just want to sound like they're the smartest people in town.
That's amazing to me. Well, I'm glad that you are well, David, that you got out of this safely, and it's amazing.
I'm just happy Donald Trump's all right. That was my thought the whole time. I was like, there's no way they take out Donald Trump.
I know. The innocent man who was killed was a retired fire chief.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah, a retired fire chief who used his body to shield his family from the gunfire, according to the AP. May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah, God bless that man. He served his family the best of his ability. He's a great man.
Were you surprised at the way the president handled it?
Oh, I mean, not surprised, but proud.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, that's just the type of man he is.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, good, man. And I'm glad you're out of there. I'm glad all is well. And thank you for calling me.
Uh-huh. Hey, thank you. I love your show. I love you, Jesse.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding.
No problem. I was calling to answer that new biblical question.
Do you have hope?
No, I don't.
And why not?
I see it as the same thing as love and like all the other like Christian words like grace and faith and discernment. I don't think I have any of that. I say that comes from God through me.
And so what
so
is
I don't
it,
have it.
What is it like not to have hope? What does that feel like?
Like I'm in hell when I'm not, and when I, you know, I suppose when I'm not conscious, I see myself spiraling, going back down that road, you know, down the rabbit hole to hell, you know.
Amazing. Are you getting better?
I believe so. But yeah. You know, but I don't like to really even think about it.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, that the thoughts play, make me think I'm getting better, and then something happens, and then now I'm super discouraged. So I don't like to.
That makes
really
sense.
Think too hard about that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Josh. I appreciate your input on the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Don out of Ohio. Don, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding you on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee.
Hey, Don.
It's Don Michelle. I'm 50 years old. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Are you a first-time caller?
Well, I called you before, but then the call dropped, and you did your best to address me, but I've been following you for like 5 weeks, and I feel so validated because I started my journey of, you know, waking up and recovery when I was 25 years old, and now I'm 50. So I have overcome so much. And when I heard you, I felt validated, like almost for the first time, because it's like the churches, AA, the world, these so-called support groups, air quotes right now. I mean, it's like they're just full of so much that I don't believe. It's all the false beliefs.
Yeah.
It's lies.
Yeah.
In my subconscious, you know, that every day I see these lies.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, I believed that, but it's just a lie.
Well, that's what the spirit of the Father does. It renews your mind. It unteach you all the lies that we all have been taught by our parents and teachers and everybody, right? And he gives us a renewed mind, a clear mind.
Yes.
Amazing.
When I was raised, Jesse, the only emotion I ever saw that was modeled, you know, for me was rage.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Not even anger, but like rage. And so, of course, I took that on.
Yeah.
And so here we are, fast forward to my overcoming and 25 years sober. And I guess where I feel like I'm in a wake of looking at what I haven't done it, but what's been done, what's like my adult son is 30 years old and he has the spirit, the evil spirit of like, not just me, but like of my mother, you know, and I'm just watching him and watching his life. And I've learned a lot from watching him,
yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God. And there's really nothing I feel like I can do. And I thought I wanted to, that was kind of my question, you know, you know, I don't want to say like, let him suffer and die. But, you know, it's like, but I've told him, you know, but it's like, who would have thought that a woman would have gotten to this place at 50 years old to go, wow, my son needs to forgive me for what I've done to him so he can be free.
Yes, absolutely.
And I know that's the solution.
And you told him, you say?
Well, he I don't think that he wants that. And he can't seem to hear because he's so, like, unconscious. You know, he's on, like, all those meds they put you on when you go in the hospital. They give you, like, tons of medications. And he's just sort of like a walking dead zombie.
Yeah. And how old is he?
30.
And you say you told him he needs to forgive you so he can be free?
Yeah, I told him, well, when I got sober, he was only 5 years old. And we would say, this sounds silly, I know, but we would talk about like a living amends, a kind of making an amends. But I don't think I knew anything about really forgiveness. I certainly wasn't free.
Right.
And then now that he's older, I don't think I've really said that to him.
Why not?
Well, he's sort of like unconscious.
But everyone you say that to is unconscious. You're not going to have to say it.
Okay.
Excuse me. You're not going to have to say it to a conscious person. You're going to have to say it to the unconscious.
Oh, yeah, that's genius. You know, I hear what you're saying because I haven't talked to him for like a year because the last time I saw him, he told me he was going to kick my effing head off and all this stuff. Like, he's very violent.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, okay, bye-bye. You know, you're trying to get a rise out of me. It's not going to work. Bye. And it's been like a year, but I think if I ever would see him again, that's what I would do, right? Is I would just say, hey, you know, you have the evil spirit of me.
Yeah.
I feel like he has my evil spirit, but my mom's. Like, it's double tag team.
Well, he does have your mother, but he got it from you because you had your mother evil spirit.
Okay.
So, yeah. But can you FaceTime with him?
No, he's just kind of like wandering the street. And,
oh.
You know, they'll take care of these people that are homeless drug addicts more than they would me.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, I see like, now. Yeah, you don't want to take the risk if he homeless is on drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You do get it. And they take care of them. They put them up at a hotel. They give them a food card. They give them a phone. They give them clothes. And I'm just like, I don't want any part of it, to be honest.
The government is the enemy of the people. They do everything they do is to keep you down so that they can control you. I heard of last week, I believe, that up in San Francisco, that there's an area up there where drugs and crime and everything is just really bad. And so what the government has done in San Francisco, instead of locking up the criminals, they passed a bill where the businesses have to shut down at a certain time. They put a curfew on the businesses, but not on the people. on the drug addicts and the people who were breaking in, and they don't want to bring back the police, so they put a curfew on the businesses. And the businesses are like, what are you putting a curfew on us for? Why not do something about these people on the streets? But they don't want to do anything. They don't care.
Yeah, it's totally whacked. And I think that my son is starting to understand he's beyond human aid, you know, all that like outward searching in the world for like things to fix us. And I did that for so long.
Yeah.
And then by the time he was 11, he started using drugs himself, you know, and he started to see a change in me, but he was already on this like path of destruction, I guess.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could really do. I just keep taking care of myself.
Well, you're right. You can't. But if you do get a chance to talk to him, let him know he needs to forgive, that you were wrong. You didn't know at the time, but you were wrong by turning him away from his father and impose your will on him.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I did.
Well, okay.
I wanted to ask you about that, too, because, okay, when I got sober, remember that I was saying the amends. So AA was about, like, making me feel guilty as if like I was sick and I was insane and all this and like progress and you're never going to get better and all this bull crap. Oh God, it took me forever to get over that. So I made an amends to my abuser, my mother. She's an abuser and I made amends to her.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then later when I was about 42 years old, so about eight, maybe almost 9 years ago, I went face to face, and it was like you always talk about feeling so scared, and looking in those demonic eyes was like a nightmare.
Yes.
And I said, Mom, I forgive you for everything that you've done. And she said, what the hell do I need forgiveness for? I mean, she was like going crazy.
Yeah.
She went nuts. And I was like, bye. And I just walked away free, you know?
Nice.
And you've given me a lot of healing with my dad, because I always couldn't understand. He died and I hardly got to see him, and I couldn't understand why he left me with her. But you've helped me see that the truth is my dad was really strong, because I remember him coming to get me and I would be in my pajamas and not ready for him. And he was like, I don't want to drive an hour to like hang out with Nancy, the mom. Like, I want my daughter. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he didn't fight. He just left.
Yeah,
and
father,
that's what you encourage people to do.
Yeah, fathers don't leave their children. They leave the mother of the children, because they can't handle her. And she lies to the children to make them think that their father left them. And it's just not true. Fathers love their children.
You know how it talks about, like, the father's heart will be turned to their children?
Yes.
And the children. I kind of think about that as, like, with my 30-year-old son, like him and his father, because I know my son yearns for his father so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every human being, it doesn't matter the color, how much money, male or female, every human being, not one, that's every human being is yearning for their father. They want that void that they have, that little emptiness, like something is wrong. But Satan tells them they need a family, and they need a wife, they need a husband, they need children, they need money, they need this. It's not it. They need a return to the father. All human beings are yearning for the father because they've been turned away from the father by their mothers. And the mothers don't realize, some of them don't realize, most of them do, but they don't realize that they're evil, and that evil is turning the children away from the fathers.
Thank you for always doing this for 29 years and just speaking this. And I feel like God led me right to you when I was ready to totally see.
Absolutely.
Truth.
Absolutely.
And this journey, this part of my journey, it's like, oh my God, I can't even watch movies now. I'm like, that's an evil woman. She is the spirit of the devil. This isn't the spiritual warfare. This isn't even real. I can't even watch movies anymore.
I understand. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to ask me that. I was like, oh, shit. Well, I did try it, but I was on a walk today, and I was thinking, like, if Jesus and Paul and Peter were with me, I would resist what they told me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think somewhere inside of me, I know what's best or something. Like,
no, so you listen to the devil. You still worship the devil. Anyone who listens to their imaginations is worshiping evil. God, Satan is their God. You still listen to the devil, Don.
After all this time.
Yeah. You still love hell.
Oh, my God.
That's why you won't do the silent prayer. You don't want to listen to God. You want to listen to Satan.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, because I was like, like, I swear I was on my walk and, like, Jesus, Peter, and Paul in my mind. And I was like, oh, no, I already know that. Like,
Well, I got to run, but you're not going to be free until you completely let go. There is no one, nothing, nobody, no how can help you but the spirit of truth, which is the nature of God. There's no other way around it. Only the light can fight the darkness. And anyone who listens to the imagination, listens to thoughts, they're loving the darkness and they hate the light. Anyone that listens to the light, they love the light and hate the darkness. But anyone that listens to the thoughts, they love the darkness. They worship hell. They love hell. They love evil. And that's why they won't listen to the light, because they love evil.
Thank you, Jesse.
So you got to make up your mind. Are you going to love the evil that you already serve, or are you going to turn away back to the light?
Well, now I got to make up my mind on that one. I do the silent prayer. I'm sitting there for like 4 minutes. I'm like, that's enough. I can't seem to sit there much longer than that.
Because you love the hell. You won't sit through the hell, because you're afraid that if you sat through the hell, it may disappear. And who will you be if you didn't have your hell?
Yeah.
Who will you be if you didn't have your misery, your feel-good pain and your feel-bad pain and your loneliness, your confusion, your anger? Who will you be if you didn't have that? If you had perfect peace, who will you be? You love your misery.
Yeah.
Suffer and die, Don.
I want that T-shirt. Thank you, Jesse.
All right. I wish you well. Call me again.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Bye
now. Bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Bobby, a first-time call out of Indiana. Bobby, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Bobby.
And you're black and slow, right?
100%.
And I am white and slow, 100%.
Nice.
And it's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. And the reason why I say that is because for the longest time, until I had an epiphany on my back porch, when Jesus came to me, I was skeptical of the church. I was, not totally because of the Bible thumpers, because I couldn't remember all those verses. I couldn't remember all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I felt intimidated. But I finally found a church where that's really not expected of you. The only thing they expect of you is to show up, love God, and that's it.
Right on.
So for all you people who are out there who think that you're not worthy. Now, this is coming from Bobby, black and slow, or white and slow, just like Jesse. And you can be Mexican and slow, you can be Asian and slow, I don't care what it is. It's okay.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you've gotta break. I swear, ever since I had that epiphany, and you'll see things start happening in your life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. I got to take a break. Thank you. The Treasure Chest is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Thank you, Bobby. Heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. There's a line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after this show. My show at the top of this hour, The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, thehakereport.com. And James Hake is on fire. You don't want to miss, I'm sure you're going to be talking about the assassination and other things. You don't want to miss it. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, more about what's happening with the president and in our country. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, and he was like recording, he was airing the assassination attempt right after it happened there. So he's going to be on fire today. Energy given to him by God at 12 noon. And then last but not least, personal shout-outs. I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations. Whatever the occasion, encouragement, shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And if you missed fellowship yesterday, I don't know what to say about you. I just don't know what to say. It was on fire, the men and the women. It was deep. But you can still catch it by podcasting rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was amazing. All right. Let me go to, there's a line open, 888-77-JESSE. We're going to try to get it to every minute as possible, all right, in this few time left. That we have left today. Let me go to Jerry out of Georgia. Jerry, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey there, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, just want to talk to you real quick. I know you got other people on the call. Are you at peace?
At peace?
Yeah. Are you at peace?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know too much about you, so I don't want to get personal. But are you married?
No.
Oh, well, that explains why.
that's a good point. That's why, are you a first-time caller, Jerry?
No, Jesse, I done called you before, but I didn't know. I called before, but I didn't know if you were married or not, so that explains a lot.
And I have, one son, two grandkids, and three great-grandkids.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. It's best to just stay unmarried, man. Because it's what, female Monday, right?
Female Monday.
Yeah. So I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, that could be another reason why you're at peace. You know, it's just
no,
crazy.
No, I'm at peace because I don't have anger. Anyone that overcome anger, which is evil, God changes your heart from anger to love, which is His nature. No married or not being married or having children or not having children or money, friends or anything can cause you to have peace unless you forgive and return to the Father. That's what causes peace.
Right. I just wanted to speak on the comment of the Donald Trump situation, or the one of guys saying that it was fake.
Oh yeah, someone called in saying that.
Well, yeah. Well, to be honest with you, Jesse, I'm not like a conspiracy theory or nothing like that. But me personally, I will hope it be fake because that changes the game now that that Donald Trump got shot at. So now that's basically saying that there's people that are after him, and that could cause a war because people really do love Trump. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that it's fake because now there's people after him. Now, in my opinion, I'm just going based on what I've seen on the screen. To me personally, what I'm not understanding, I'm not into politics, and maybe your experts can have an answer to it, but we're talking about Donald Trump here. This isn't a regular person. This isn't a regular guy. So being the fact that he got shot at, what I'm not understanding is, why didn't the guards, the security guards, or what do you call them?
The CIA people?
CIA people.
Secret Service.
Secret Service. So what I'm not understanding is, if he got, I'm not saying he didn't get shot at or he did. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, him being shot at, it shouldn't have been no hesitation, no questioning, no stopping. They should have ran to him, tackled Trump, grabbed him, got him out the stage, and that should have been it. But instead, they got up on the stage, they sat there and let him sit there and put his fist up in the middle of blood leaking from his ear and let him say whatever he had to say and then get him off the stage. To me, either one, maybe it was staged, or two, them dudes just don't know how to do their job. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm just saying those guys, it shouldn't have been no stopping at all.
Well,
Donald Trump.
That happened after they announced that the shooter was down. Did you hear him announce as Trump was coming up? They would say, shooter down. And so they knew that it was fine to allow that to happen because the shooter was dead.
Okay. Well, that makes a little bit more sense, but I just feel like it being the president, regardless if the shooter was down, because now if one shooter pops off, then that can mean there's a possible chance for more other shooters. In that situation, you don't really know what possibly could happen. So we ain't trying to find out if the shooter's down or not. You the president, so we're going to go ahead and get you up out of here. Point blank, period, because he's the president. That's just my opinion. I don't want to wait and see if there's more shooters, but I don't know. I'm not into politics. I'm not a CIA Secret Service, so I'm not trained to know what is right and what's wrong. I'm just going based off of what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying?
I had a friend of mine who texted me after all that happened, and he said somewhat what you're saying, that it was something wrong in the response time from the CIA agents, and that they didn't seem to be really on it in the way that they should have been.
Right. Yeah, so, that's my personal opinion. I'm not going to say it's fake or not.
Right.
But they should have did a better job of making sure that he just got off the stage. And my last comment. People say it's fake.
No, go ahead. Finish your point. I have your question.
I was just saying real quick. Because at first I did seem that it was kind of weird that none of the people in the back were kind of in an uproar about the shooting. But then I had to remember that, I'm black. So in my mindset as a black man, I'm thinking like if it was nothing but black people there, like they would have been scattering like roaches. The first gunshot, it wouldn't have been no questioning, no nothing. It would have been just straight everybody just running. So I guess in my black man mindset, I'm like, why aren't these people running away when they hear gunshots? But I mean, so they just, I'm just being real. I mean, but they just handle people, it very
white people are not used to going to events and somebody shoot. Black people are expecting it to happen, so they're ready.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black people would have, I mean, that's no lie. Like, they would have scattered around. People would have been pushing and shoving and all type of stuff. They were a little too civilized for me. Like, they did it perfectly. They handled it well.
Yeah.
It was as if the president didn't get shot at all. But at the end of, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I'm not saying that he didn't get shot or not, but they should have did a better job of just making sure he got up out of there, not him putting his fist up and I don't know. It was just weird.
But he didn't tell them that he was going to put his fist up. He did that. What did you think about the fact they had two female CIA agents? And someone mentioned this yesterday in fellowship, and I thought about it later. What did you think about the fact they had two female CIA agents who were not tall enough to even cover the president?
So I didn't know that, but
remember when they picked him up there at the stand,
right,
and he was holding his fist up? A tall man had to go over and cover his whole body. There were two females that could not cover his body.
Well, just
because they were too short.
Well, Jesse, I mean, that's where the world is going. I mean, the women want to do the man's job. That's just the way the world is right now. So. I don't really have any comment on it, but that's just the way it is. You feel what I'm saying?
And should they have female CIA agents?
No. Would you want a female CIA agent covering you?
Nope, not at all.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, one last comment, and I'm going to go. I know people, but yep. the guy that was off topic, but the guy that kept calling you, he was like praying on the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm trying, I don't understand that. Like, he's like a Bible thumper or whatever, but he does know, like, you're not supposed to pray outwardly like that, right? Like, you're supposed to go in a sacred place. You're not supposed to be
a
hypocrite.
No, well, a lot of Christians don't know that, and they have
been
taught.
They don't know that. They don't know that. They pick and choose verses they want to use, but you don't know. You're not supposed to be up in a building or anywhere and hoop and holler and pray. You're supposed to do that. You're not supposed to, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me see what I got here. Elon Musk. Musk! Musk! On X has been saying the head of Secret Service should resign. The head of Secret Service should resign. He said it's either incompetence, or
deliberate about the shooting.
He said it's either incompetent or deliberate.
Yeah, about the Secret Service allowing this happening.
Oh,
that it's either they're competent, well, or they on purpose.
Yeah,
it.
Another friend of mine, he's real concerned about that too. He just thinks something's up with that. But I was asking, I think I asked this morning, who? So the government controlled the CIA agents, and they don't like Trump that much, do they? Am I right? Are they not supposed to be liking Trump that much?
Who?
The CIA people. People.
Well, the CIA, the FBI, they tend to be liberals, and they tend to be for the establishment, which is against Trump, yes.
And so if they don't like Trump, how are they going to protect him?
Some of them are professional, and they'll protect him anyway.
So maybe, you said what?
Some of them are professional, and they do their job regardless.
Oh.
And they do a good job, some of them. But like the whites.
Can't Trump hire his own CIA?
No. He can hire his own security, maybe, and have them, but they have to coordinate with the FBI, I mean, with the Secret Service.
I noticed that when Joe Biden was talking about violence and we can't have that now, he pretended violence was against the Democrats.
I know.
He didn't talk about the violence against the Republicans.
Right. which has been way worse.
Yeah. And how they've been saying all this stuff. Independent UK, Trump's classified document case has been dismissed. Really?
Yep.
Right on.
Judge Eileen Cannon said that Jack Smith's appointment was unconstitutional.
Wow. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him.
Yep.
Amazing.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Indeed.
Another one bites the dust. Right on. Let me go to 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Jason out of Florida. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Jason. Oh, hold on. Jason. All right. Come off mute. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. Let's see. Hold on. Jason. Jason. No, Jason. All right, I got to run. Jason, let me know when Jason call back, or if he call back, or if he ready, or whatever. Oh. Oh, Lord. Susan, huh? What the? Call back, Jason. I don't know what's going on down there in Florida. Is it a tornado going on? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
Let me know, Jason, call back, and then we'll come back to the callers here in a minute. Go ahead. Super chats.
Nikki bought a coffee. Is awareness present in deep sleep? Last night, I fell into a deep sleep. Everything was blank, and I couldn't see myself either. It was like I was asleep to the world, but awake to myself. What the?
So, repeat, what's the question?
Can you be aware when you're in deep sleep?
If you, I don't know if you can be aware in deep sleep. I don't understand the question. So I don't want to give you the wrong response to it. I'm not sure because it's not clear. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Coldberger Art, three coffees. Of course, Satan would want to play down good, call it fake, do whatever it takes to prevent good from winning hearts over. In the end, love conquers all.
That's right. Love conquers all. But it has to be not mama's love. Emotional love is not needed. Emotional love is not of God. God's love is a dispassionate love, and that's the love you want. Thank you.
JV the Great with a coffee. Trump's classified documents case just dismissed. Judge said Jack Smith's appointment was unconstitutional.
I know. We just announced that from the Independent UK. Thank you. That's amazing. Huh? Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond says MSM, mainstream media, partly to blame, getting people stirred up.
I understand that. And I want to say that because I wanted to ask the expert this morning. I forgot. Who is to blame for that boy who has been accused of shooting the Great White Hope? Is it the media? Is it the government? Or is it the boy's fault? Who is to blame for that? Who do you say hate?
Obviously, it's the young man's fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the hype and how that of people are influenced by one another.
Yeah.
But still, it's a trap to blame other people for his actions.
It is.
Because they try to blame Alex Jones for people harassing the Sandy Hook families.
Yeah.
People try to blame Trump for somebody rioting at January 6th. Some people did something, and now everybody's having to suffer. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy donated a Rumble rant. Good morning, Jesse. President Trump, courage and strength in the face of death, sent a shiver of patriotism down my spine. He's a real alpha male in an era of soft men. We need more men like him.
If ever we need it, we need it now. Amazing. Thank you.
Another Rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. A song came to my mind after all this mess. This song fits Trump perfectly. Have you ever heard of Johnny Cash, Song of the Patriot? What a perfect song. Love y'all, and God bless.
Thank you. I think I have heard that song, but can't remember right offhand. I love Johnny Cash's music, too, though. Thank you.
Yeah. Don says, yes, Ronnie Jackson, former White House doctor turned congressman's nephew. His nephew was injured on Saturday. Also, no VP would have put RNC funds out of our campaign for president and conservatives into a tailspin.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. That was her reasoning for why they shot him before they picked
the VP. Oh, thank you, Don. Amazing.
I don't know. But thank you, Don. No. Hannes, three coffees. Pithiness equals alpha male, white strong arm emoji, and cool sunglasses.
Nice. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you have hope? Do you have hope?
I have hope, but I believe I need to let it go because I don't know what's right to be hopeful for. JC calls Trump the great white hope, so I'm hopeful he will win. But if Trump doesn't win, then I could be discouraged all because what I hoped for didn't happen. Only God knows what's right, and if I let hope go, I'm more accepting of what happens in life.
Hope is dope. I put my juices in on Sunday. Thank you.
William over in punchy.tv/JLP.
Check it out.
He says Trump was trained by Neo in The Matrix to dodge bullets.
Nice. Whoever that was. Thank you.
It's a transgender movie.
Oh.
So I'm just kidding. Sorry, I ruined it. So Tyrio's bought three coffees. Hi, Jesse. I started watching your Bond fellowships from your oldest to newest, and I'm learning so much. I love it. Thank you so much, everyone at Bond.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Shout out to Maverick Angel, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Henry Ford Lives Bro, Kay Is, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Appreciate you guys for supporting, as always. And let me just double check over on Rumble. Thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much for your support, all right? Thank you. Let me go quickly to Paul, a first-time caller out of California. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, hello. I don't think we have enough time, and I'm not educated enough to get this done in one take. I don't know if you have a minute or two.
Do you want to call me back tomorrow?
Sure. Okay. I wanted to, because I'm kind of so close to you right now, I wanted to drive over there and kind of like, I know you got that church where you talk, and like wanted to meet you and go through that in person, but
well, call the office and set up an appointment. Uh-huh. Make an appointment.
The same number that I just called?
323-782-1980.
Okay, let me get a pen because I'm not going to remember that. Hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay. Okay, go ahead. What is it again? 833-782-1980. Okay.
All right.
I'll call the first number, yeah?
Okay. All right, Paul.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. All right, Jesse.
Okay. Bye. Let me go to nobody. Wow. I am so out of time. I'm trying to... Jason finally got back in there. Ryan, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Trump injury from podium.
Shrapnel.
Angelo, a first-time caller from... That's not true because Trump grabbed his ear before the podium kind of stumbled there.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Amazing. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. I put a Hake Report at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday, and then after Joel Friday, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Also, folks, get on the straight and narrow path if you want. If not, stay in your hell, right? But get on the straight and narrow path. Go and forgive your mother. Your mothers. Most people don't think you're not going to be free until you forgive your mother. And every human being has to forgive their mother if they want to return to the Father. And forgive your father. God will forgive you and make you free, all right? Also, do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow's Country and Western Tuesday. And to those callers that I'm not able to get to, I'll be here tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Call me tomorrow, all right? Have a good day. And thank you all, Super Chats and others, for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. We got a lot of work to do. Check out Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Punchy.TV. Our own thing. Network. On our own platform. Watch the network on our own platform. Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day, folks. Thank you for amazing calls today. I appreciate it. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Okay, cool.